Welcome to the Discipleship Now podcast, hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner, an author, ordained minister, and father of three. Dr. Turner has pastored, held multiple ministry leadership roles, and currently serves as the Mission USA Administrator of the Congregational Holiness Church. In each episode, we'll dive into different aspects of discipleship, sharing personal stories and experiences, as well as insights and teachings from the Bible. Our hope is that this podcast will serve as a source of encouragement and inspiration for all who listen, whether you're a seasoned Christian or just beginning your journey of faith. So, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and join Dr. Matthew Turner on this journey of discipleship.
Welcome back, everybody, to Discipleship Now. I'm so grateful that you joined with me on yet another podcast where we talk about discipleship in the relationship with life, family, and ministry. And so today, I want us to dive into a subject that you may hear a lot about, maybe your pastor or you hear other podcasts talk about this subject, but it is certainly a subject that means a great deal to me, and it dramatically impacts our lives, and that's the subject of prayer. Again, I'm so glad that you are with us. I appreciate you joining with me today. I'm Dr. Matthew Turner, and I'm just so grateful that you have taken the time to listen in and draw closer to the Lord. So I want us to talk about the subject of prayer, and really from my most favorite scripture in all of the Bible, and it's really hard to narrow down one verse of scripture if you just love the Lord and love the Bible, but truly one that I speak over my life all the time, and I use in sermons all the time because it just fits every single sermon that one could probably preach, at least the sermons that I preach. But it is the scripture found in Jeremiah 33:3. Where the Lord speaks through the prophet Jeremiah, and he says, "Call on me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I love how you can break down that verse of scripture in several different ways, and I want us to do that for just a few moments and find some really encouraging things down deep inside this verse. So first, the Lord says to call on me. I met my wife for the first time when we were teenagers in Griffin, Georgia, at what was then called the School of Youth Leadership. I was 15, she was 14, and then 4 years later is when we started a relationship and we began to first talk to one another. And, you know, as you probably did as well with your spouse or significant loved one, you know, you first start out by talking hours and hours on the phone about anything and everything. And there were multiple times that we would just be on the phone late at night and we were just listening to each other breathe. I mean, it didn't matter what we were talking about or anything like that. We just simply wanted to hear each other's voice, or I guess in that case, each other's breathing sounds. But we quickly fell in love with one another, and we became man and wife in August of 2010, and it's been wonderful. The Lord truly blessed me with a great helpmeet, and I'm so grateful for my wife. But I thought about that, and when we were just starting out with our relationship, and how that we could not wait to talk to one another. Obviously, we both had jobs, and that prevented us from talking to each other as much as we probably wanted to, or we had lives and church and different things, and so there were plenty of things that kept us from talking to one another. But when we were able to speak to one another, or to have a few moments just to talk to each other, we called or texted one another. And in a similar way, but even on a bigger and deeper scale, God desperately wants to hear from us. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants to hear our voice. He wants to know what's on your mind and on your heart. It's not that He doesn't already know, but He wants to hear your voice, and He wants to know what you have to say about it. And in order for Him to know, you have to speak to Him. So talk to Him. Share what's on your heart and what's going on in your life. He told Jeremiah and He told the children of Israel, and He's telling us today, call on me. Try me, God is saying. Reach out to me. Reach out to me. Talk to me. I'll never forget when I was a young teenager, and my father purchased my first vehicle, and I was trying to learn how to change my oil, and Dad was trying to teach me how to take care of my truck. And I was so proud of that, as you probably remember your first vehicle as well. I was so proud of my first vehicle. It was a 1999 Toyota Tacoma extended cab, pre-runner, four-cylinder. It was a beautiful truck, if you could call a truck beautiful. It certainly was. And Dad was teaching me how to change the oil, and so he showed me one time, and then he let me do it myself the second time. And so Dad was at work, and I thought to myself, I can do this myself. So I got all my tools together, and I got up under the truck, and I went to the first screw or lug nut or whatever you might call. See, I know nothing about engines, but whatever you might call it. And I went to it, and I unscrewed it, and out poured this red liquid. And I thought to myself, I don't remember the oil being red this last time. And those of you that are out there that know exactly what I'm talking about, then you know that it certainly was not oil that came out of that hole under my truck. And about that time that all the red liquid emptied into the pan that I had up under the truck, Dad pulls up in the driveway. And so I was able to say, Dad, come here and look at this. So he comes over there, and I say, look, I'm trying to change my oil, but the oil is red. And he just put his hand in his face, or his face in his hand. And he said, oh, no, son, you've emptied your transmission fluid. And thankfully, it wasn't, you know, a terrible mistake. I just simply had to go get some transmission fluid and put it in there. It probably needed changing anyways. I really don't know how often you're supposed to do that. But Dad said, oh, no, son, you've changed your transmission fluid. And so then he showed me exactly where I needed to go and to get the oil out. And then Dad said something that I'll never forget. I've talked about this so many times because it was so impactful. But I'll never forget what he said. And he said, son, if you would have just asked me, I would have helped you. And oh, my goodness. I've thought about that so many times, not just about my earthly father, but about my heavenly father. How many times has he sat on the throne and put his face in his hand and thought to himself, oh, son, if you would have just asked me, I would have helped you. I would have done wonderful things in your life. And I think that's what God is saying to Jeremiah in this moment. Call on me. I'm here to help you if you will just call on me. I think about a verse of scripture that Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 29, where he said, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. God has got his ear bent towards us, those that have given our heart to the Lord. He has his ear bent towards us, and he's listening day and night, night and day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He is listening for our call. So I want to encourage you today. Are you in need of something? Has it been a while since you've spent time with the Lord? Have you told him today how much you love him and care about him and thankful for salvation, thankful for a relationship? Then I want to encourage you, call on him. And then God says, not only call on me, but then he backs that up by saying this, and I will answer you. Oh my goodness, what an incredible, encouraging promise from the Lord that God said, call on me and I'll answer you. You're not just going to call on the Lord and he sit up there listening and hearing every word that you say and then be silent. No, God's not going to do that. Even if the answer is no, God will always, always, always answer you. Now, it may be not now. It may be no. It might be wait a while. It might be, I'm not going to answer you just yet, but beloved, God's promise is, call on me and I'll answer you. I told this story before as well in certain sermons and things that I've spoken in churches throughout the years, but I'll never forget this particular story that my grandmother told me. She worked third shift at a university in Alabama, and she was a housekeeper or part of the housekeeping staff. And so she worked third shift, and my grandmother never had a great deal of lots of expensive jewelry, but this particular time in her life, she was gifted a pair of diamond stud earrings, and so they meant a lot to her. I can't exactly remember where they came from, but wherever they came from, they meant a great deal to her, and plus they were somewhat valuable. And she came home from work early one morning. Again, she worked third shift. She came home early one morning and she got ready for bed and she took those earrings off and she set them down what she thought was on the counter in her kitchen and then went to bed. She gets up later that day and is fixing something to eat and going to get ready to go back to work and do it all over again. She starts looking for those earrings and she could not find them. And she went straight to where she thought she had placed them. She couldn't find them. And she frantically went throughout the house trying to find her diamond stud earrings and could not find them. And by this point, she's frustrated and she's panicky and she's wondering, oh my goodness, what have I done? I've lost these earrings. And so she stops and she says, Lord, please help me find these earrings. She says that Lord spoke to her and said, they're in the trash can. And she said, no, they're not. They're not in the trash can. I would have never placed them in the trash can. I wouldn't have mistakenly done that. They mean too much to me. So she goes throughout the house trying to find them. And she says, Lord, please help me find them. And she says she hears that voice down deep in her spirit one more time. They're in the trash can. And she says, no, they're not. And continues to try to find it. And finally, she says, okay, let me go look in the trash can. And lo and behold, just as she felt like the Lord had spoke to her and told her, there in the bottom of the trash bag of the trash can underneath the sink in the kitchen was the earrings. And I don't know exactly what you may think about that story, but it happened in my grandmother's life, and she told that story until she went home to be with the Lord. The point is that if we'll call on the Lord, He'll answer us just as He promised us. I want to encourage you that God will answer you anywhere and everywhere and any moment in time in your life if you'll call on Him. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done. Psalms 50 and 15, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. It doesn't matter what you're going through or what's happening in your life or what you're facing. If you will pray, God will answer. And then the last little part of that verse in Jeremiah 33 and 3, call on me, I will answer you. And one of the most amazing parts of the verse, and I'll show you great and mighty things which you do not know, which thou knowest not. Incredible, amazing, absolutely, absolutely amazing. I love going out in the garden working. I've talked about on the podcast before how much I love putting hand to the plow, so to speak, and planting and growing, whether it be flowers or vegetables or fruits or whatever it might be. And I absolutely adore getting out and working. And I'm so grateful. I prayed one day that the Lord would bless us with a home or a house somewhere where we could grow vegetables, where we could grow fruit. And when the Lord brought us to Griffin, Georgia, to fill the denominational spot that I currently serve in, one of the most amazing things happened. When we got here, I discovered that right at the edge of the woods was this huge patch of wild blackberries, and then a very large wild muscadine vine that our very first year, very first spring, I should say, that came, I noticed all of the blooms that come on blackberry bushes or thorns. And then later in the summer, I saw this great vine that I recognized as a muscadine vine. And I cannot tell you the gallons upon gallons of fruit that I have gotten off of just those two places alone, the blackberries and the muscadines. And I bring that up because years ago I talked to the Lord, and the Lord knows my heart and He knows how much I love it. And this is what I feel like. And I've told people this before. I feel like the Lord knew that I was going to be coming to this place at this particular time in my life. And God blessed me beyond my imagination, beyond really what I didn't specifically pray for those specific things, but the Lord showed me great and mighty things by blessing me with those amazing blackberry and muscadine bushes and vines. And I don't know what you may think about that little story, but that's what truly what I feel like. I feel like the Lord blessed us so incredibly much and has truly overwhelmed me with blessings just simply because I've called out to the Lord in prayer. And I want to encourage you today that whatever you may be dealing with or going through, you have a Heavenly Father who wants to hear from you. And not only who wants to hear from you, but He wants to move on your behalf. And He can blow your mind, so to speak, in what He can do if you will just call on Him. Let me give you a little bit of encouragement and maybe a challenge. Go read 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and find out how the Lord moved in King Jehoshaphat's life and how that when Jehoshaphat called out on the Lord, God save us. Go read what God did. It will encourage you today. I'm so grateful that you joined me on this podcast of Discipleship Now. I pray that you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll see you next week right here on Discipleship Now. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Discipleship Now podcast hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner. We hope this episode has encouraged and inspired you on your faith journey. Don't forget to subscribe and share with others who might benefit from these conversations. Until next time, keep seeking Jesus and growing in your discipleship journey.